Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of Ecclesiastes, so if you find the Psalms about halfway through the Bible, Psalms, take a right, Proverbs, and then Ecclesiastes. We'll be reading chapters 11 and 12, which will finish out the book of Ecclesiastes today. I'll read it, take any devotional pauses, think of some application at the end, and then close in prayer, and I'm going to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this book of Ecclesiastes from the wisest man who ever lived. And yet, Father, here in Ecclesiastes, he's struggling with a different view of life. But he closes it out today, Father, brings it back into perspective. So help us to see it, to apply it, and to honor you with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Ecclesiastes 11. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. Invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain on the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning and in the evening, let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both do equally well. So he's given this idea in investing, in working. You don't know what's going to turn out to be good and what's not. Verse 7, light is sweet and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eye sees, but know that for all these things God will bring you into judgment. So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. It's interesting, his writing here, you know. Go after it. Use your youth. Those of us who are older now say, yeah, do it, man. Go for it. But he also says, don't forget, you're going to be judged for the things you do that are wrong, of course. He seems to contradict himself, but it's just this view of life is meaningless if you just go after it for yourself. He's going to bring it back home here now. Chapter 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach you when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop. When the grinders cease because they are few and those looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades. When people rise up at the sound of birds but all their songs grow faint. When people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets. When the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desire no longer is stirred, then people go to their eternal home and mourners go about the streets. So he's saying, remember God, remember the Creator, because you're going to get older, things are going to get tougher. Verse 6, remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in many order proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books there is no end. And much study wearies the body. We all who have been to school and read a lot and study a lot say amen to that. Here's the conclusion. Verse 13, now all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. That's the end of Ecclesiastes 12. The end of the book of Ecclesiastes, and the end of our reading for today. If you've paid attention during Ecclesiastes, you know that this is Hebrew poetry and literature. It's sometimes hard to really grasp what he's talking about, but the basic idea, the theme is everything's meaningless. No matter what you go after, yes, enjoy it, but it's going to be gone. And then what? So I love how he brings it to a conclusion here. The verse I'm taking with me as my application is Ecclesiastes 12:13. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Yes, judgment is coming for those of us who take all the scripture now, and as believers, we have eternity secured. But that's what we're to do in life. We are to fear God and keep his commandments. As we grow older, as things seem meaningless, as we enjoy some of the things that are there, we fear God and keep his commandments. That's what I'm taking away from my application today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Ecclesiastes. Thank you for a reminder, Father, of what the world looks like when we don't include you. And when we do include you, Father, we can enjoy what is here, knowing that it's going to be gone soon and the judgment is coming. Father, help me to fear you, to live for you, to obey you, to honor you in my life today. In Jesus' name, amen.